loud clang reverberated through the hull, and a damage alarm began to chime. Ben ignored it and pumped the throttles again, then pushed them to their overload stops. This time, the Mytari shot forward like a missile. The pinging of the asteroid gravel grew less frequent, but streamers of white heat began to streak past the canopy as rubble continued to overtake them. Another loud clang reverberated from the stern of the ship. Ben forced the throttles past their overload stops, cleared to the end of the lever channel, then sank back into the pilot's chair. The nacelle temperatures climbed into the danger zone, and Nynette began to tweedle warnings about everything from hull friction to fuel volatility.
Better.
Tahiri's gaze remained on the tactical display.
And don't ease off. We have no time to waste.
Ben glanced at the tactical display and saw that Nynette had designated the Falcon a friendly YT-1300. The six newcomers had been changed from unknown bogies to enemy bandits, but the astromech was still working to identify the type of craft. Judging by how quickly they were closing with the Falcon, it seemed clear they were starfighters. Ben reached out in the Force, searching for his aunt or father, any Jedi at all, and felt two male presences. One was confident and calm and familiar enough that Ben recognized it as Lando Calrissian. The other presence was reckless and excited, and so cocky it had to be Han Solo, except that it felt a few decades too young. Tahiri glanced over.
Ben, your uncle doesn't happen to have any long-lost sons.
Ben laughed, despite the situation.
I doubt it. They would have to be before Leia.
Tahiri winced.
Right.
She shook her head, then added,
But it's not impossible, I guess.
What's not impossible?
That there could be two men in the galaxy brash enough to fly a beat-up old YT-1300 like it was a starfighter.
Tahiri sighed.
I just hope he lives long enough to meet me.
Okay. I'll see if we can arrange that,
Ben said, not quite sure what to make of Tahiri's comment.
Right now, let's take the starboard bogies with missiles, then hit the tail chewers with our laser...
Ben stopped when all six bogie symbols vanished from the tactical display.
What the kark? Tahiri demanded. Stealth fighters?
Have to be Besseliks, Ben said, making the logical assumption. Nynette had trouble making an ID, so we know they can beat our sensors. And they didn't disappear until they had closed to attack range, so they were deploying exhaust baffles.
Tahiri's expression grew hard.
Mandalorians.
She practically spat the word.
They get one chance, Ben. If they don't surrender...
We take them out, he finished. Mandalorians always fight dirty.
Nynette whistled an alarm, and Ben looked down to discover that one of their vector plates was starting to melt. He backed off the throttles to let their control surfaces cool before initiating combat, then looked over to find Tahiri aiming their small complement of concussion missiles. With just four missiles and a pair of blaster cannons mounted beneath its belly, the Mytari was no match for six heavily armed Besseliks, which simply meant they would need to make every attack count. Ben checked his sensor display and was more than a little surprised to see the Falcon continuing toward the distress signal. Lando and his companion would have had to be flying sensor blind to miss the Besseliks when they powered up, so they certainly realized they were flying into an ambush. And yet here they were, proceeding as though this was a standard rescue operation. What did they know that Ben and Tahiri did not?